God's month. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Salam and welcome to another episode of this series. Allah says in Ayah 59 of Surah Nisa, O you who have faith, obey Allah and obey the Apostle and those vested with authority among you. According to this ayah, Muslims are obligated to obey Allah, His Prophet, and those who are vested with authority. Allah and the Prophet are clear. But who are those vested with authority? As per the exegetes of the Quran, these are the 12 imams of the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt, who are infallible, just like the Prophet himself. Of course, the exegetes of the Quran explicate this holy book on the basis of hadith and statements of the Prophet. In a famous hadith from the Prophet's great companion, Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, after the revelation of this ayah, he asked the Prophet, O Messenger of Allah, we know Allah and His Apostle, but who are those vested with authority whose obedience Almighty God has mentioned beside His and your obedience? Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, answered, They are my successors and the Imams of Muslims after me. The first of them is Ali, son of Abu Talib. Then Hassan, Hussein, Ali son of Hussein, and Muhammad son of Ali, who is known as Baqir in the Torah, and you will see him in old age. Whenever you see him, give my greetings to him. Then the Prophet mentioned the name of the rest of the Imams up to Imam Mahdi. At this point, he informed Jabir of Imam Mahdi's occultation, saying, He will be hidden from the eyes of people, and his occultation will be so long that only those with firm belief will stay stable in his belief. The belief in the reappearance of the Redeemer is common among all divine religions, yet the Islamic sects believe that he is Mahdi, and many scholars, including Sunni brothers, have written books on the issue. Some of the Sunnis maintain that in the end times, a man will emerge from the progeny of the Prophet by the name of Mahdi, but they have difference as who he is and whether he has been born or not. Others believe that he will be born in the end time. A third group of Sunnis, however, have the same opinion as Shia Muslims. In other words, they believe that Imam Mahdi is the 11th son of the progeny of Imam Ali and Hazrat Fatima, peace upon them. Some of them even make it clear, and like Shia Muslims, say that he was born and is living, and few people have relations with him. Accordingly, Imam Mahdi is God's representative on planet Earth, and he is the vicegerent of the Prophet. As you know, Dua Iftitah, the supplication of opening, has been taught to the faithful to read in the nights of the blessed month of Ramadan. In continuation of explaining this supplication, we have reached the part where the imamat, or divinely ordained leadership of Imam Mahdi, has been mentioned. In this supplication, after greeting the Prophet, Lady Fatima, and the 11 imams, we greet Imam Mahdi with the words, O Allah, and bless the authority of your affair, who is the standing, the aspired. Qa'im means standing and ready. In other words, Imam Mahdi is always ready to stage uprising against tyranny and injustice. His uprising is the aspiration of all weak and downtrodden people in the world. In continuation of the supplication, we mention other characteristics of Imam Mahdi. The awaited justice. Here we call Imam Mahdi as the justice, whom everyone is waiting for his coming. Imam Mahdi is called justice as he is the personification, an embodiment of justice. Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, says that Imam Mahdi is called the awaited, because his period of occultation will take long, and his pure followers, despite many hardships that exist in this period, will wait for him. This, while many of those who are in doubt will deny his uprising and emergence. The motives of people are different on the reappearance of Imam Mahdi and the establishment of the government of justice by him. Some think that with his coming, all needs and demands will be met freely. There are others who, due to being wronged by tyrants and oppressors, wait for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi to weed out injustice and corruption and set up the government of justice. Yet another group waits for the victory of Islam and administration of Allah's laws everywhere. These are the faithful who enthusiastically expect the execution of the rules and traditions of the Prophet and annihilation of every trace of unfaith, polytheism, and hypocrisy. This is the true and precious waiting. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, told his companions about these people. Soon there will come some people after you, which each of them receives the reward of 50 of you. The companions said amazingly, O Messenger of Allah, but we were with you in the battle of Badr and Hunayn, and the Quran was revealed among us. The Prophet continued, if what they endure befell you, you wouldn't be as patient as them. Elsewhere, the Prophet of Islam said, there will come a time when having patience for religion will be like holding fire in your hand.